very important to understand what is Bhav Bhakti, because Bhav Bhakti is the aim and object of our Sadhana Bhakti. So unless one has a clear conception of what is Bhav Bhakti, then we cannot begin Sadhana Bhakti. Sadhana Bhakti is the first stage. If he is not beginning the first stage, then he is nowhere. So it's very important to understand what is Bhav Bhakti. Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma Prema Suryamsu Samyabak Ruki Vishita Nasritya Kridato Bhav Uchate. Shuddha Sattva, these are the first two words of the verse. The word Sattva means existence, and that which possesses existence is called Sattva. This existence is of various varieties. When the jiva is, his consciousness is immersed in the activities of sattva, raja and tama, the three modes of material in this world, at that time he is called mishra sattva, existing in the plane of mixed existence. The jiva is of Krishna's tapasya shakti, but sattva, raja and tama have entered into his sattva and he's experiencing the material plane. That level of existence is called mishra sattva. If you will rise up gradually, the moment of, by hearing Hari Katha and studying pure devotees, sadara jastamo bhavas kamalo vadyase cheta eta anavidham sitam sattvai prasiddhati. If you will rise up gradually, the modes of passion and ignorance will go away by the association of Sadhguru and Shuddha Vaishnavas. You will come to the level of pure goodness. Mature goodness, when it is never completely pure, it will always have a touch of passion or ignorance there. So it has to go higher. Above the material goodness, ordinary material goodness, which always has some change, is the plane of Shuddha Sattva, pure existence. The jiva originally is of this existence, Shuddha Sattva, pure. But in this stage, there is no perception of his pure identity and the spiritual variety. You have to come to the plane of Vishuddha Sattva. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, Vishuddha Sattva means when pure existence is possessed of the individuality of a shape, a form, and a location, then it's called Vishuddha Sattva. So Vishuddha Sattva is the plane in which Krishna and all of his paraphernalia exist. Sattvavalambi Parasattvam Vishuddha Sattvam Govindam Adipurajam Tavaham Bhajami. Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. This plane, Vasudeva's plane, is the plane of Vishuddha Sattva, wherein Krishna and his transcendental paraphernalia exist. So what is Bhav Bhakti? Bhav, which is our goal, is not some speculation. It is not imagination. It is not a material emotion. It is not anything which is available in this material world. What is it? Shuddha Sattva Vishesh Atma. Vishesh indicates that this Shuddha Sattva is Vishuddha Sattva. It is of that plane. Shuddha Sattva Vishesh Atma. It is Vishesh, a special combination of two vrittis, two energies, two functions of the Swarup Shakti. That is, it is a special combination of the function of Samvit Shakti, that is Krishna's knowledge potency, which gives one knowledge, what kind of knowledge? Of what relationship? That is called Samvandagyan, knowledge of relation with Krishna. This knowledge of relation is the foundation of all kinds of transcendental metals. And being a combination of Samvit Shakti and also Lagini Shakti. Ladini Shakti means Ananda, the pleasure potency of the Supreme Lord. So, Shuddha Sattva, that manifestation which is of the supremely pure goodness, which is a special combination of Sambhit and Ladini, Vishesh Atma, here Atma means it comes from, oh, Krishna's Atma, that is Radhika. Radhika is the ultimate supreme abode and origin of all Samvit and Ladini Shakti, wherein the combination of these two shaktis, which is known as Bhakti Shakti, is intensified to its highest level, that is called Madanasya Mahabhav. This Madanasya Mahabhav is the sun which illuminates everything about Krishna, which no one can know except, even Krishna cannot know. Only Radhika, by the illumination of the sun of her prema, can understand all of Krishna's beauty. E prema dvari nitya, Radhika e kale, amaramba jodhyamrita, ashwadeya sakale. But from the spiritual world, from Radhika and her expansion, this prema shines down, not the complete sun, no, only one small ray. Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma Prema Surya Amsu. Amsu means a ray, one tiny ray of the sun of transcendental prema. When this is reflected into the heart of the jiva, then what happens? Uruti bi chitamasrinya kridaso bhava uchite. By the descent of that transcendental bhav, it will not come directly. It will not fall from the spiritual sky and land on you. How will it come? It comes into this world in the vehicle of the pure devotee, who is in the stage of praying or bhav. And when we associate with them, when we surrender ourselves unconditionally at their lotus feet, and when we serve and please them, then their heart melts. And this Vishuddha Sattva Vishesh Atma Prema Surya Angsu, a ray of this transcendental emotion, is reflected from their heart into our heart, causing the heart to melt. And now the heart has some hardness, like water when it is frozen becomes hard. But if water is put in a warm place, then it will begin to melt. So similarly, when the conditioned soul serves and surrenders with Sadhguru and Shuddha Vaishnavas, then his heart starts to melt. What is that melting condition? Ruchi di chitamashanya. It is manifest in the form of ruchi, some taste. This taste and the taste that we discussed yesterday are not the same.
Ruchi.
This ruchi.
What is the meaning of ruchi di chitamashanya?
Here, chitam, the heart is mastanya, begins to melt by ruchi. They have been divided into three types, as explained by Śrīla Viṣṇu-Śrīla Thakur. This melting of the heart is characterized by bhagavat prapta abhilas, a very intense hankering to or meet with Krishna. But this is not enough. The next ruchi is called anukul abhilas. If you will meet with someone, but you will not be satisfied unless you have the chance to do anukul seva, to render some seva which is particularly favorable, very, very pleasing for one's ishtadev. That is called anukul abhilas. But it still may not be enough. You may have a chance to do service, but where is the intimacy? The closeness of heart, that is called surid bhav. The oneness of heart with your ishtadev, intimacy. So when you have a desire for surid bhav, intimacy, that is called, it is not so hard to remember, that is called so hard abhilas. Not so hard to remember, you can remember. So the melting of the heart by three tastes, or those three tastes are bhagavat prapta abhilas, the desire to attain the association of your ishtadev. Anukul abhilas, upon associating with one's ishtadev, to render a very favorable service which is very pleasing, and so hard abhilas, the desire for surit bhav, of such friendship and intimacy with one's ishtadev. So when, by the mercy of Srimati Radhika and the nitya parikars of Radha and Krishna, the ray of the sun of prema descends to this world through Guru Parampara, through Sadhu Sangha, and that ray touches our heart and it begins to melt, characterized by the three very intense hankerings to meet with, to serve favorably, and to have intimate love for one's ishtadev. Then, sa bhava uchite. That is called bhava bhakti, and it is the goal of our sadhana.
Not heard all these. Not hearing. aspect of realizing so hard. But still we are explaining why, if you will have greed a little bit, then when advance and realize after oh, so many lives, it may be 100,000, but it is very small period. If you are realizing even in 1,000 births, very, very small period. In comparison to we are coming from the original creation, Anadi. So, in brief I am telling, Shuddha Sarva. Our confidence, we have transcendental form, though it is covered by Maya. That is, this gross body and subtle body, shadow body. But we have that. But it is in life. We are eternal service of Krishna. We have form. We have all qualities. But it is covered with them. But his sudha, his sattva, sattva means sandhini, the act of, existence of all the souls, especially Baladev Prabhu, he is sandhini, he is root of all existence. From Baladev Prabhu, our existence is here. This is Shuddha Sattva. And in this Shuddha Sattva meaning, now Chidam, Chid and Ananda. Sandhani means Sandhi and then Bhavadri both will combine, come. Their Atma will come. Their life will come. What is the life? So we are alone. Here, Samrit means knowledge. But knowledge is transferred there in relationship. What that is? Prince means man, pranay, rag, and raga, and all. And then, ananda, Shladanisha, Srimati, Radhika mood, mixes both. Because, that ananda is the soul and life of that one. And then, it comes or descends on the heart of the sandhini, both mixes. Life, there is a seed, but if no earth, no light, no sunlight, no air, and other things, water especially, then it will drop. But if, like Shuddha Sattvaji here, it is given on them, and Radhini and Sambhi both come. How come? Some potency is in Shuddha Sattva in Jiva. Like seed only by the help of water, air, sun, it can sprout. So our decency, the seed here potency is now covered like a bee, seed. Water is needed. What is water? Harikatha. Why Harikatha? What Harikatha? Harikatha and Vladini and Samrita all are same. So Harikatha, Samrita and Vladini, they will come here. And then they can manifest. Air, sun, and all these are essential. Water is essential. But they cannot give what is here we have. If anyone is of that color, same Harikatha, same place, one Guru even, but according to the Shuddha Tattva of Jiva, what is like a seed in him, only it can sprout. If we are of that earth, it can
blossom.
Like Vijay Kumar and Brajanath Bhaktivinoda Thakur, same Guru, same Hari Katha, everything same. But he became Shakara and he became Madhura. So it cannot be transferred. If you keep a seed on the bank of Ganges, and waterized by Ganga water, same sun, same
air,
same land, same sunlight,
same
reason,
same garden.
But you will see that mango seed next plant, mango tree, and babla stone, oh, himli,
tamarind,
jackfruit, neem, oh, they will come. They cannot come like one. Understand?
Yes.
What?
Not different.
Not different.
All different, not same.
All different. So tamarind will be tamarind, mango will be mango, no mango cannot be changed in thorns and thorns cannot be changed. Tamarind cannot be changed. So sadhusam cannot change. It can waterize one thing. Someone tells that, oh, according to Sadhu Sangha, oh, our rush will come. No. All each jiva, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written everywhere, very vividly. It cannot be changed by only hearing katha. What is there only can be. So, everyone has something. Then you may ask that we are so many here. So, it may be that someone be of Narayan, Vaikunth Seva, someone be Nirvisheshwadi, someone can be Satkaras, Dasharas, but why we are gathered here and one Guru is giving to them, so one Gopal mantra or all these things. So we are all of the same rush? Or it may be. Why? Because Krishna and Krishna's bhakti is like a touch stone or chintamani. You have something here in your constitutional form, and that is why I attracted in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu name and line. There are thousands and thousands of persons in even in Elachua. How many you are coming? Only 10 or 20, not more than that. Or it may be, how many it may be?
30, 50, 100.
It may be, not more than. Uh-huh. But Elachua population is?
6,000.
So whole world population is so much, you cannot count. Only the male or female, human, in the whole world,
6 billion.
6 billion. Among how many are devotees? And among them, how many are Gaudiya Vaishnava?
Many.
So don't doubt. Lord. Try to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu life, and very soon you will be in this life. One thing more. Rukhvi Chitta Matsanya. What is meaning? Ruchivi, oh, I want to taste the same bhakti as Yashoda mother loved Krishna, same Krishna. This is Ruchi. I want to love Krishna. I want to serve Krishna. Like Siddhartha, Madhumangal, Shubha, a special thing. I want to serve Krishna in this way. This is your ruchi. Ruchi means greed. To greed, to serve Krishna in a certain way, process. What is that process? Oh, I want to serve Krishna in the mood of Lalita. What is that mood? She loves Krishna and Radhika in so much way. She can control and she can destroy them. Why so much? I want to serve Radha Krishna with a greed that, oh, I should be made dosi of Srimati Radhika. If anybody could come to meet Radhika, I will tell him, oh, return back from the door of this Kulishya. You cannot go. And Krishna will be oh,
already cannot pray.
And pray to, and he will fall down on the lotus feet of that Sakhi. That, oh, let me go there. Allow me to be there. And then, no, 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 you are black from up. We cannot allow you. And again, I like to serve Radha and Krishna like this. For this is to be Chittam Vashrinya. Oh, Vashrinya what? Oh, now Chitta, by this greed, has been what he told. Very soft and very thick. And very smooth. Chitta Mahasaya. He got four ten. Vasta Sakti. Devi Jari. Oh, but in small form. They have come. Then it is called Bhav. Who is Sadak in this world 40? We are not really pure Sadak. We are Sadak. But what Sadak? Oh, no, no sadhak. Like semblance. Real sadhak was Bindra Mangal. But not first time. When he met with very beautiful prostitute, and when he was
pushed by him,
kicked by her. And then he realized, what I'm doing nonsense. And then he
realized.
And then with him, oh Krishna, oh Krishna, oh Krishna. Then Krishna came and took his hand in his hand. And very soon he reached to Vrindavan. Oh, and then he began to do bhajan, pure bhajan. Oh, he is called sadhak. Don't say that we are sadhak. It may be so many, but to enter in a real sadhak position. So, begin from sadhak. He is pure sadhak. Sadhak of what? Bhav, bhakti. Now he wants what? His mood is what? The greed is that of love and affection like gopi, sakha, parents and others. Up to now we have described, now it is 7:30 about, we are finishing class today. But I wanted to speak about sadhva. Life sutra, jnani bhakta, sutra bhakta. And then Premi Bhakta. Premapar Bhakta.
Premapar
Bhakta. Premapar Bhakta. This way I want it. But tomorrow our classes will be finished perhaps.
Tomorrow.
So tomorrow we will try to discuss all these things in very brief, that you can know and have conception of bhakti. I think these Harikathas are very rare in whole world, even in India, even in Vrindavan. And try to be a Shuddha, pure Sadhan, Sadhan. Gaur Premanand. Any questions? What? Any questions? What? Oh, no. You want to?
They are not offensive. They are in line of the Goswamiyas, Sanat Sanandam Sanat Kumar. They are not offensive, they are Harikatha. Yes. They may go to the council of Srila Sukadeva Goswami. They may go to Rupa Goswami. They may come to any devotee's council and gradually they can change. Otherwise, no. If there are something, or if it is burnt to ashes. Burnt to ashes means they will be nirvishesha.
You said that the same guru can nourish different brothers. But the question is, suppose the guru was saying the highest attainment is to become a maidservant of Radhika, and then there's somebody else in the audience who had the constitutional form of Dakirat. Does that mean he won't hear that? He'll hear something else?
Yes, sir. Understand by example, Nand Goswami is Guru of Dhruva, he is Guru of Prahlad, he is Guru of Vyasa, of Valmiki, and Chitraketu Maharaj. And it may be that Nand Goswami, in the form of Pilo Mangal and Madhu Mangal, is really Madhu Mangal. What he can give you can understand. So same Nanda Goswami or different disciples according to their stages, or he can give something. No, because he is full. The Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Damodar Raya Raman, Sati of Radhika, and maid servant of Radhika. They are full. Even Mahabhava is there. But even a very low stage person can come. They will help. And by their help, she will be like some stage. She will not be like that. Mahabhava. It may be that he may come to Dhrashtaras, he may come to other Rishis, he may come to, but Guru is same Narad Goswami, Arupa Goswami may be, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but on the different platform of bhakti he can help. He will strengthen his mercy according to their stage. Not all that they will be involved.
She's telling that if Guru Dev says the topmost is Radha Dasya, and anyone has a desire for Shakshavan, then he will think, if anyone wants to be like Subha Siddhan or any Shaka, and Guru Dev is telling topmost service is Radha Dasya, to become in the service of Srimati Radhika, then that person who has desire to be the Lord Shakshava, he will think, but for me, topmost is something else.
So that Guru will give up, help up to that, and then he will send to seniors, some more those who have Shingar Rasa. He will send. Like Vaishnava Das of Nadi, he sent
his two disciples to Puri, to whom? There are so many things, so many things.
One name is announced, Ramajan
Das. That one, so much.
So they helped me in so many ways. If they were not here, alone I could not have done anything. So they helped me so much, so my heart is grateful to them. Especially to the audience. If we are teacher only and no audience, then you can think. So audience are most important. And very mercifully they came and they inspired us to tell Hari Katha. So all glory to Guru, Gauranga and Assemble. I think that most of you will come to Miami. So we started what thing here, it will not be finished. It will take long time. But I wanted to give something. What is discussed here, example, so that you can understand something very easy, very hard subject, very, very difficult. It is beyond the intelligence of any person. Human beings, very intelligent, but if no, I have to keep prepared. Only knowledge is at root. Only knowledge. So, we will continue something in the end in continuation to this. Now I want to begin what we have begun. We have explained up to Shuddha Satya. This is transcendental. It will come only in the stage of Sarvati. And at that time, you can realize something, a glance of your Siddhade to meditate Astakaryaliya. Before that, you should not talk. You can hear something, but personally don't want to. Only you can do pranam. And when naturally, automatic, by chanting, remembering and hearing in the past, when asakti will be, and then a greed will be there, so much attachment. How attachment? Mamata. Ananya mamata. Vishnu. Mamata. Ati sayankita. Bhava eva sandratma. So, very nice. And we have explained so much things that I think that you have never heard in your life. So try to note down in your heart. Time to time you should see what was discussed here. So now we are giving some examples that that stage you can understand easily. Shuddha Satya we have discussed. Now, Sanatana Goswami tells that the stages of this Ananya Vilasita Sunyam this Bhakti path to Rati we have discussed. Where and in what bhakta it can be seen. So Sanatana Goswami has regained from Jnani bhakta, then Shuddha bhakta, Premi bhakta, Premipar bhakta, and Premati bhakta. Yet, Dhruva and others are not getting into the pure bhakti. Their bhakti was karma mitra. It's not real, so it has been rejected. You know, Prahlad is Shri Prahlad Maharaj. Jnani. Yeah, what is the meaning of Jnan and Jnani Bhakta? Can you explain something?
Yeah. Mean by Jnan and Jnani Bhakta.
Jnan and Jnani Bhakta. You don't mean a Jnani, you mean Jnan. Right? So Sri Prahlad Maharaj is an example of a Jnani Bhakta.
Who?
He's not a jnani, a plain jnani. That is one who wants to merge in the impersonal Brahma-jyoti. That is mental speculation and imagination. But a jnani bhakta has jnan or knowledge about the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knows that the Lord is omnipresent, that he's omniscient, he's self-sufficient. This is a very great quality on one hand. But on the other hand, it is a wall in bhakti. It separates us from an intimate relationship with the Lord. Because Sri Prahlad Maharaj knew that Lord Nisringadev is Bhagavan, his relationship with him was that the Lord is my protector and my maintainer, and my duty and desire is to glorify him. But he could not understand that above the concept of the Lord being God is that he is the son of Mother Yasoda, he's the beloved of the gopis, he's the friend of the sattvas. He didn't understand that he could have a personal relationship with the Lord in direct service. And therefore, after Lord Nisringadev ripped apart his father, just like a wasp, Prahlad couldn't even think to offer Lord Nisringadev a glass of water. He couldn't think that the Lord maybe is thirsty or that he may be tired, so he never thought to fan him. So in this state of Jnani Bhakta, although there's great devotion, and Sri Prahlad Maharaj fits the verse of pure devotion as spoken by Sri Kapiladev to his mother, Lakshanam Bhakti Yogasya Nirgunasya Udahrita. In this verse, the Lord is saying that by hearing about the Lord's pastime, form, and name, one's mind immediately becomes attracted to him, just as the Ganges flows towards the ocean without any impediment. So the mind of the devotee who hears about the Lord flows towards the Lord without any material encumbrance. It flows naturally. So this example, or this definition of pure bhakti, is fit by Prahlad Maharaj. But Srila Gurudev is speaking here about the barometer of the definition of bhakti by Srila Rupa Goswami. Anya vilasita sunyam jnana. Thank you. Devotion. And Sri Prahlad Maharaj fits the verse of pure devotion as spoken by Sri Kapiladev to his mother. Lakshanam Bhakti Yogasya Nir Gunasya Udhavita. In this verse, the Lord is saying that by hearing about the Lord's pastimes, form, and name, one's mind immediately becomes attracted to Him, just as the Ganges flows towards the ocean without any impediment. So the mind of the devotee who hears about the Lord flows towards the Lord without any material encumbrance. It flows naturally. So this example, or this definition of pure bhakti, is fit by Prahlad Maharaj. But Srila Gurudev is speaking here about the barometer of the definition of bhakti by Srila Rupa Goswami. Anyavi Lakita Sunyam. Thank you.
Explain more about Prahlad Maharaj. His Mahabharata, have you heard? Mahabharata. Uttam Bhagavata. So, it is in Syria, in any case, very bad. So you have to reconcile and you can tell something explain about it. What is the nature of Prahlad Maharaj? What is something like?
So Sri Prahlad Maharaj, he is actually a Mahajan. Mahajano Yena Gatam Supanta.
Love that?
He is a great personality whom all of the living entities in this universe can actually follow. His example. And the example that he showed in his devotion to Sri Bhagavan, Lord Nrsimhadev, coming in the form of Nrsimha Bhagavan, he exhibited complete dependency upon Bhagavan. He had this particular quality that in any circumstance, regardless of how dangerous that circumstance was, that his life was being threatened, that his father was trying to kill him by administering poison, by throwing him from the tops of mountains, by dashing him underneath the feet of elephants, and in so many other ways, his own father was trying to end his life. But in all circumstances, Prahlad Maharaj was completely fearless and not at all afraid or disturbed, because he exhibited this quality of accepting fully that the Lord is his guardian and complete dependency on Krishna. So this particular quality within the realm of bhakti is a very superior quality. It is very a laudable quality. Without this quality, the devotee cannot advance in the realm of pure bhakti. But yet, Prahlad Maharaj, as Srimati Shamarani Didi was describing, Prahlad Maharaj had a conception of the supremacy, the supreme Aishwarya, the nature of Bhagavan being all-powerful, there is no need to render intimate loving service to satisfy him. Because of this kind of distancing, Prahlad Maharaj was not able to approach Lord Nrsimhadev with this mood of mamata, myness, actually feeling that he is depending upon me. In Braj Bhakti, in the realm of Vrindavan, all of the residents there have no conception at all that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that he's all-powerful, he's the creator of everything, that he's completely self-satisfied, Atmaram. They say quite the opposite, that he's a tiny little boy, he's completely dependent upon us. Mother Yashoda is thinking, if I don't feed Krishna, then he will die. Because of this kind of mood, the exalted nature of their brother train, they constantly feel that they must serve Krishna to satisfy his needs, to satisfy all of his desires. And they feel that Krishna is dependent upon them. But Prahlad Maharaj did not have this particular quality because of this knowledge of Bhagavan's greatness and his supremacy. So this nature of being a jnani bhakta,
of, having this kind of knowledge, it does not mean, like in the example of Anya Abhilashita Sunyam, Jnana Karamadi Anadritam, here Rupa Goswami is telling that pure bhakti cannot be covered by jnana, because this is a flaw to pure bhakti. But this type of jnana is referring to impersonal jnana, not to the jnana, not to the knowledge of the Aishwarya, of the supreme opulence of the Lord. So Prahlad Maharaj had this kind of jnana, and he was a siddha bhakta. He was a perfected soul. So he had direct darshan of Bhagavan, and Bhagavan came to save him. So this kind of lacking in the devotee, it is the limitation which does not enable him to approach the higher realms of bhakti, coming into the realm of Shuddha Bhakta, coming into the realm of Prema Bhakta, and Prempara Bhakta, and Prematura Bhakta, which will be described by Sanatana Goswami as we study the subject matter through our Shuddha Guru Day. So it is essential to understand what is the thing that is lacking, and what, by having more elements added to their bhakti, how this bhakti deepens and becomes more and more pure and more intimate.
What is jnana? The jnana of tat-padartha, svam-padartha, and jiva-aishya-dartha. Jiva-aishya-dartha. There are three kinds of talking about it. You know that Jiv Brahma Aishivar covers Bhakti. So it has been neglected here. That is very tasty. They have excellent. But Tatpadartha again, what is that? Tatpadartha. Sarvakaranam karanam. Ishvara Paramahansa Krishna Satchidananda Vishwa. Anadi Aradi.